A train is...
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, announcing Kids Count, a state-by-state look at child well-being and juvenile justice reform at aecf.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. One of Illinois' top Democrats is applauding Barack Obama's decision to select Senator Joe Biden as his running mate. Sean Crawford reports.
In front of a crowd estimated at more than 30,000 people in downtown Springfield Saturday, Obama and Biden appeared together for the first time as the Democratic ticket. A fellow senator, Democrat Dick Durbin, says picking Biden was a smart move.
Two things can be said. He has a wealth of experience working on domestic and on foreign policy issues. He really is a great person to have by your side when you have to make a tough decision. Can draw on that experience. And the second thing is, you can't overlook the fact that Joe Biden will hit the ground running. We just doubled our firepower in terms of this campaign with this decision.
Durbin says while Biden has served in the U.S. Senate since the early 1970s, he's not a Washington insider, pointing out Biden prefers to ride the train home to Delaware at night rather than move to the nation's capital. Biden helps Obama's candidacy by bringing foreign policy experience, but it remains to be seen if he can help bridge the divide with Hillary Clinton supporters, many of whom wanted her to be Obama's running mate. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, Indiana Senator Evan Bay is enthusiastically supporting the selection of Delaware Senator Joe Biden as Barack Obama's running mate. Bay says Obama called him Thursday afternoon to tell him he wasn't his pick to be the vice presidential nominee on the Democratic ticket. Officials say the deadline to apply for federal disaster aid for those affected by summer flooding in Illinois is tomorrow. More than $40.6 million in grants and loans have been approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help Illinois residents and businesses recovering from this summer's flooding. About 117 disaster loans have been awarded to businesses. The Small Business Administration says loan applications must be postmarked by August 25th also. And today is the last day of the Illinois State Fair, and organizers enticing the public to attend, and the ticket prices have been lowered to $2 a person for the last day. This is AM 580 News.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The closing ceremony at the Beijing Olympics is just getting underway. On the final day, in an exciting victory over Spain, the U.S. men's basketball team won the gold medal. The Olympics were marked by stirring world record performances. Controversies over pollution and China's human rights record took a temporary back seat as the athletes took center stage. We're joined from Beijing by NPR's Frank Langfitt, who's been following the sports, the politics, and the pyrotechnics. Frank, first of all, what's going to happen at the closing ceremony?
Well, it's going to be another extravaganza by Chinese director Zhang Yimou. It actually just started a few minutes ago with a huge burst of fireworks over the bird's nest. And tonight there are going to be 7,000 performers. And like the opening ceremonies, we're going to see a lot of drums. There's a floating one, a giant drum floating over the stadium right now. People are going to be soaring around the air. And then there's going to be an eight-minute handover performance for London. You know, they're going to be doing the games in 2012. And that's going to feature soccer star David Beckham and Jimmy Page, the guitarist with Led Zeppelin.
Well, we mentioned the gold medal over Spain in men's basketball. But what were some of the other memorable moments in the competition?
Well, you know, I think the two big stars here were Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt. I mean, they essentially rewrote the record books for their sports. Phelps, obviously, in the pool, 7 world records, 8 gold. Usain Bolt, I mean, really kind of literally bursting onto the scene. 3 world records, 3 golds. And for me, you know, the most exciting moment that I saw was Bolt in the 200 meters in the bird's nest. I remember him coming around that turn and getting into the straightaway. He just accelerated and left everybody behind. For China, it's been a great Games. They won 51 gold medals. That's more than anybody else, including the U.S., and it's 19 more than they won in Athens. And coming into these games, you remember pollution was a really big concern. And early on, a lot of buildings, you couldn't see them that well. They were shrouded in smog. But in the end, it didn't seem to be that much of a factor. I mean, give you an example. Today's marathon. We woke up, it rained last night, and it was a sunny, clear day. And, you know, frankly, to some degree, I think to everyone's surprise, it ended in an Olympic record.
Would you give China a gold?